This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So there's been a lot of talk about inflation and rising prices lately. So this morning, we thought we'd talk about treasure.
But we're not talking about investing in gold or silver or platinum or palladium. We're talking about another treasure. The treasure that's in our hearts.
So not even crypto?
Not even crypto.
And putting it that way is where things really get interesting, right? Because we can treasure a lot of things in our heart, of course. We treasure those we love, our friends and our family, but there's something that Jesus says that we should treasure even more, right?
Right. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So the question is, really, where's my heart? Is it with things on earth or things in heaven?
Right, and that's where it gets right difficult, because if we're honest, we have to admit that at least on some level, we are torn. Of course, there's going to be things that we treasure here on earth, like a spouse or a son or a daughter. And Scripture says that we should love them. Our staff reads our daily bread every morning. And this morning, as I know you write for them, James, and this morning, right, you know, there was a great piece about a man who was cleaning out his father's room at the nursing facility after his death. And he was handed two small boxes, really, of all the things that his dad had owned. And that's all it came down to. But his dad was happy. He smiled easily and encouraged others. And it was all because of his faith in Jesus. The writer said that his heart was set on loving God by loving others.
Yeah, I saw that piece. And toward the end of it, the writer, who used to be one of my editors, Ann Sadis, says, we might want to ask ourselves if we could be happy with fewer things that clutter and distract us from the more important matters of loving God and loving others. And that made me stop and think about how much I need to treasure Jesus and how, you know, my heart is sometimes cluttered. But if I'm treasuring him, you know, everything else, including the way I treat others, will flow out of the richness of all that he is.
Oh, that is rich. And so, well, let's talk about treasuring Jesus in prayer. You know, how can we do that as we pray?
Yeah, let's go there, because when we really treasure him, there is nothing better. And we can start to do that by thinking about all that he is, all that he's done for us, his cross, his loving example and teaching, his promises to us. I think of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's words, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." And when you apply that to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's amazing, you know, as you just try to love him, how his love flows into us. And there's peace and hope and faith and anticipation of being with him, because the Spirit is moving in us as we respond to him in love. I mean, this is what happens to us personally when we treasure him. And that's only the beginning, because, you know, that's just the thinking part. Then we need to act on it.
Right. I mean, it makes me think about what Jesus said, that if we love him, we'll obey his words.
Right. Obedience is how we show our love for him. And prayer is an important part of that obedience. And it's a great place to start. And then let God lead you from there. So we need to take moments where we are doing nothing else other than just loving God for who he is, loving Jesus for who he is. But because God made us all different, this can take on many different approaches when we pray. You might just be quiet and praise him inwardly, or you might want to sing to him, or hold up your arms to him. You might go and serve someone very intentionally, but praying all the while, knowing in your heart that while you're doing it, you're serving Jesus. Again, the important thing is where our hearts are. And if you think about that, I don't know about you, but it can get convicting pretty quickly for me, because I know I need to grow in this. And whatever occupies our thoughts the most, I'm not talking about, you know, the situations that we have to be attentive to, like in our work, those places where we're required to focus. But apart from that, where does our heart and mind go? I mean, is it the thoughts of our own pleasure or comfort or glory? That's what Jesus is pointing to when he said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yeah, I mean, it shows us how we need to pray in another way, really. And that is to ask Jesus to help us treasure him. I mean, that's a neat idea, you know, to pray, actually, that he will help us love him most of all, because, you know, we can't do this unless he helps us.
Yeah, that's so true, Robbie. And this makes me think about what Jesus said about those who've been forgiven much, that they love much. And it's good to go there, you know, to think about how he's forgiven us, what he's done for us, so much love through the cross, and how it's all because of his goodness to us that we're saved. And then, you know, just pour out your heart to him. There's an old German hymn, almost 400 years old, called Jesu meine Freude, literally Jesus my joy. But in English, it's translated Jesus priceless treasure. And as we draw to a close, there are a couple of verses from it. This one is really appropriate, I think, with what's going on in our world. And the writer, Johann Frank, knew war well because he lived during the 30 Years' War, and he saw it up close and personal. So here's the second verse where he's talking to Jesus. Let your arms enfold me. Those who try to wound me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heartbeat quaking, Jesus calms my fear. Fires may flash and thunder crash. Yea, though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me.
Wow, that is appropriate.
Yeah, it is. And here's the fourth verse. Banish thoughts of sadness, for the Lord of gladness, Jesus, enters in. Though the clouds may gather, those who love the Savior still have peace within. Though I bear much sorrow here, still in you lies purest pleasure, Jesus, priceless treasure. Oh, how we need to treasure him.
Wow, thanks, James. Well, let us wrap up today with a prayer that we can just do that. So, Jesus, we thank you so much for these insights. And we pray that simple prayer. Lord, teach us to treasure you. Show us how to do it. Show us how to love you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.